Today's shir is Masechta Nozer Daf Nun Ches. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Three lines from the bottom. In our previous shir, we discussed quite extensively the subject of Hakafas Kol HaRosh. If when the Torah says Le'sakifuk Pas Roshchem, what does the Torah mean? Does the Torah mean that one is not allowed to cut the payas, even if he's cutting all of the hair of his head, or is the halacha limited to a situation where he is not cutting all the hair of his head? But if he's shaving his entire head, then there is no issue of Le'sakifuk Pas Roshchem. So suggest the Gemara, Lema Kofas Kol HaRosh. This question about Kofas Kol HaRosh, actually Tanoi, he is a Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanur Rabbanan, the Torah is speaking about the Metzora, who, as we discussed, when the Metzora starts his purification process, when the Kohen has declared him to be healed, the Halach is that he has to shave all the hair of his body. And so too, after counting the 7 days, he must do so again. And the Torah HaKadosh says, V'hoi b'yam ha'shvi, yigalech eskol s'horoi, esroishoi v'zikonoi, v'skabas eno v'skol s'horoi yigalech. And the question is, if the Torah HaKadosh says, as we've learned earlier in our Masechta, that he has to cut all of the hair of his body, so Rosh Shemai Tamalayim, the question is, why does the Pasuk single out Roshai? Of course, the hair on his head is included in the hair that's on his body. So what is meant with this, says the Gemara? Lefisha Nemar, so explains the Braisa. Lefisha Nemar, because the Torah tells us, Le'sakifa pas Roshchem, the Pasuk that we've been working with, the Pasuk that tells us that Le'sakifa pas Roshchem, that we're not allowed to cut the payas. Yochel, continues the Gemara, af Metzora kein, that this halacha applies to Metzora as well. And the Torah is teaching us that maybe a Metzora, even though he has to cut his hair, may not cut his payas. Tamaloi Meroshoi, that the Pasuk says the word Roshoi to teach us that even though the Metzora, that even though there's a lav of Le'sakifa Pas Roshchem, it doesn't apply to a Metzora. And that the Metzora is supposed to cut even the payas of his head, and he's not over the lav of Le'sakifa. So we see that, in fact, says the Gemara, from here we learn the concept of essay doicha loisasei. We learn that the essay that a Metzora has to cut all the hair of his body supersedes the loisasei of loisakifa pas roshchem. And as we've discussed in previous shiurim, why is there a rule that essay doicha loisasei? So there are two primary pshatim offered by the Rishonim. Rav Nissim Goyen explains, because the Torah indeed says the lav, tells us that there's certain averis, there's certain situations that are lav. But what the Torah tells us is that under the circumstance where the lav is in contradiction to the mitzvah asay, under those circumstances, says Rav Nissim Goyen, the Torah never gave us the lav. And that's why one could violate the lav. The Ramban has a different approach. The Ramban's approach is that doing a mitzvah sasei represents the midas ahava. Somebody who's doing a mitzvah is showing that he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who avoids doing mitzvah sasei is doing it meyira. He's scared. He doesn't want to go against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. He doesn't want to get the punishment for violating the mitzvah loisasei. And therefore, says the Ramban, even though a strong argument can be made, says the Ramban, that a lav should be stronger than an essay, because for violating a lav, there is a punishment. For violating an essay, there is no punishment. But because the mitzvah essay represents a midas ahava, and mitzvah lois essay represents midas yira, and in our avodas Hashem, ahava, the midah, if a person serves Hashem out of a hava, it's a much greater type of avodas Hashem than out of yira. That's why essay doicha loisasei. But many achronim ask the question. The only time we say Esa Daichalaisa say is when they both come at the same time. And now the question is, should I fulfill the assay or should I violate the Laisa say? So ask the Achronim, and we only have this rule when they come simultaneously. When we speak about this case, the Laisa say is violated as soon as you start cutting even the smallest amount of payas. But the mitzvah assay is only fulfilled when you've cut all of the hair. So they don't come at the same time. And therefore, why do we say Esa Daichalaisa say? So Tosfos says that we're referring, an interesting teretz, Tosfos says we're referring it to an individual who only has one strand of hair, his payas. And therefore, at the moment that he's cutting his payas, he's both fulfilling the mitzvah assay and the mitzvah laisa say. The Aruch HaNer has a different approach. He says, yes, the fulfillment of the mitzvah assay of a nazir cutting his hair only happens after all of the hair has been cut. But even though the fulfillment of that mitzvah only occurs when you've cut all your hair, the mitzvah isn't just at that last moment. The mitzvah loisa say is fulfilled throughout the cutting of the hair. And therefore, since throughout the cutting of the hair, the halacha is you're doing a mitzvah, even though you haven't finished till you cut all the hair, the halacha is that's still considered that they're coming at the same time. The Kiva Eger has a different approach. The Kiva Eger's approach is that yes, normally the rule of Esa Doicha Loisa say is only in the time where, is only when they come simultaneously. But says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if the only way to fulfill the obligation of Esa Doichalaisa say is at by not having it at the exact same time, if we're going to say that because the rules of Esa Doichalaisa say don't apply here, then the Mitzray will not be able to take a haircut. So then, how can we fulfill what the Torah requires, as we've been learning, that Mitzrayim does cut all his hair? So therefore, since cutting all the hair involves starting to cut and cutting until you've shaved all the hair, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's called that they're coming at the same time, since there's no other way of fulfilling it. The Achronim ask a different question. Yes, if there's an individual who is a Mitzrayim, he has a mitzvah to say of cutting his hair, and he has a mitzvah to say of loisakifa pas roishchem, and therefore, because we have the rule of esed oichel loisasei, that's why he's allowed to cut his hair. But that only speaks to the person who's the mitzayra. But it's not the mitzayra who is giving himself a haircut. The one that's giving him the haircut is the barber. So the barber doesn't have a mitzvah to say of being a mitzvah to cut his hair. So why is the barber, as we discussed in our previous year, the issur of cutting one's hair, of cutting off one's payas, is not only on the person who's cutting his payas, it's also on the barber who's cutting his hair. So the barber doesn't have an essay of mitzvah. So how is he allowed to cut somebody else's payas just because that person has a mitzvah of being a mitzvah and cutting his hair? So the Imre Moshe answers that when we speak about the mitzvah payas, the person whose hair is being cut and the person who's cutting the hair travel together. And therefore says the Imre Moshe, if as our Gemara is teaching us, is that because of Esa Daichalaisa say, the mitzvah is allowed to cut his payas, says the Imre Moshe, since the nikif, the one whose hair is being cut, therefore, it doesn't have an aveira here because of Esa Daichalaisa say. In a case where the person whose hair is being cut doesn't have an iser, then the person who's cutting the hair also doesn't have an iser. Rabbi Chanan has a different approach. Rabbi Chanan's approach is that we use here the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. The Mitzrayim, as we're learning, has an obligation to have his hair cut. And we all have the obligation to make sure that the Mitzrayim fulfills the obligation that he has. And therefore, I have the halacha that Esa Daichalaisa say that even I, the barber, because of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, has a right to cut the hair, even though it involves being over the lav of Lesakifa Pas Roishchen. The Tanya Idach, There's another brayso that says, explains this pasuk differently. Again, we start with the question, why does the Torah have to say Roisha Matam Loimer? If the Torah says that that the Mitzvah has to cut all his hair, why does it say Roisha? Says the brayso, Lefishin Amagabe Nozer. Since the Torah says, as far as the Nozer is concerned, Tar Lo Yaval Roisha Yochel, I would think the Af Nozer Mitzvah, that a Nozer who's a Mitzvah, and now he became healed, but he's in the middle of his Naziris term, Cain, that the halacha is that since a Nazir is never allowed to cut his hair, even though he's a Mitzvah, he should not still be allowed to cut his hair because he's a Nazir. Tamaloimer, Roishai. That's why the Torah says Roishai, and the Torah to teach us that even though he's a Mitzvah, even though he's a Nazir, the halacha is that the essay of Taglachas is Doicha, the Lois essay, and the essay, the Lois essay, and the essay. So, the Gemara is assuming that the first Braisa is teaching us, that Roisha is coming to teach us, that essay of Taglachas is Doicha de Lois essay of Hakofa. The second Braisa says that we're speaking about a Nazir. What's the Machloikish? Why did the two Braises not explain the Pasuk similarly? My love. So suggest the Gemara Tanoihi, that these two Braises actually represent the Machloikus Tanoim. The Manda Amar Minazir, the Manda Amar that says that the Brice is coming to teach us that even though there's a lav and an assay for Nazir to cut his hair, if he's a Mitzayra who got healed, he may hold Kosovar, Kofas Kalarosh Loshma Kofa. The Torah did not say that it's us to cut your entire, shave your entire head. So a Mitzayra who's not a Nazir, we don't need a pasuk to say is allowed to shave his entire head, because that price holds that there's no iser to shave your entire head, and therefore v'chiyasa kra. So when the pasuk says roishai, which we've been learning is a superfluous word, lemitchi is coming to teach us as loisa seva say that even though he's a nazir, and a nazir has an iser say to cut his hair, has an iser loisa say to cut his hair, the halacha is that the pasuk is telling us that he may. But for a regular mitzayra, I don't need a pasuk, suggests the Gemara. The reason we don't need a regular pasuk for a regular mitzayra is because shaving all of the hair of one's head doesn't involve an iser. Vidach, but the other man dominant is of the opinion that a kofas kalaroi shmar kofa, that if you shave your entire hair, it's considered elveira. And that's why the pasuk is coming to teach us kiyasi kro lemitchi lav greda. The pasuk is coming to teach us that the essay of the mitzayra cutting his hair, shaving his head, is doicha de loisa seiv loisa kifa pas roishchem. So the Gemara has suggested that this question, the kofas kol roish shma kofa eina kofa, is a machloikus tanoim. And as the rishonim and achronim explain, why would we think that a kofas kol roish loishma kofa? The Torah says loisa kifa pas roishchem, so you're not allowed to cut the payas. What's the difference if you're shaving the entire head or not? So the Rambam already says that what is the reason why there's a lav loisa kifa pas roishchem? So the Rambam says the reason is because that was the minig of the Akum. The minig of the Akum were that they would cut the hair in a round fashion, making it a straight line and not leaving any payas, or what we would presumably call sideburns. But that's only if you're leaving your hair by cutting the payas, cutting the sideburns. But if you're shaving your entire head, then maybe you're not over, that's not cool that you cut out the payas, because you shaved your entire head. That's why there may be in Manda Omer that will hold, and not a Gemara suggesting that's actually the subject of a machloikus tanoim, of a kofas kol roish shma kofa or not. Says the Gemara, no. Amar Rava, the kulam a kofas roish loish shma kofa. That if you're shaving your entire head, that's not an issur, as we just explained according to the Rambam. V'chi asakra, and what is the pasuk roish coming to teach us? Kigoyin shehikif, that the way the haircut was administered was that first they cut off the payas, gilech, and then he shaved the rest of the head. So when you cut the payas on such a fashion, you were over an avera, because you had no right to cut the payas alone. If you're shaving the entire head, and then after you finish shaving the head, you cut the payas, fine. Hakafas kol harosh lo shma kafa. But if when you cut the payas, you still had the rest of the hair there, you were over the lav. Kivin the alcha, and what the pasuk is teaching is, kivin the ilu galcha b'chad zimna. If you would have cut the entire hair, shaved the entire head, b'chad zimna, at one time, since hakafas kol harosh lo shma kafa lo mechayiv, it wouldn't be considered you did an avera. Therefore, the pasuk is teaching us the kiyakov, even though when the way that you did the haircut was that first you cut the payas, and only afterwards lipsoif giliach you shaved the entire head. Nami loy mechayiv, it won't be chayiv. It won't be considered that you did an avera because ultimately you cut the entire, you shaved the entire head. Ask the Gemara, umi ksoif kro hoche. Ask the Gemara, is that what the pasuk is coming to teach us? That under such circumstances, you're allowed, even under such circumstances, a metzayer is allowed to shave his head? Ask the Gemara, v'amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, in explaining the rule of Esse Doich Eloisosei, explains to us that komakush at the moitza Esse Veloisosei. Yes, if I'm faced with a situation where I have an Esse and a Loichosei, and I don't know what to do, so we've learned that Esse Doich Eloisosei, but that's only matter yochel kaim shneim. If there's a worry that you could avoid not needing to violate the mitzvah slaysasei, of course you should not violate the mitzvah slaysasei mutav. Memlav, only if there's no other option, then the halacha tells us, yave esse v'yitcha laysasei. So the Gemara's question is that why should I say that this mitzvahira is allowed to cut his payas and then shave his head, and rely, because ultimately this is a situation of Esed Doich Eloisosei, we shouldn't apply Esed Doich Eloisosei if we don't have to. And if we're learning now that you could shave your entire head and that won't involve an Isser, so shave the head in a way that you won't be cutting the payas first. Reish Lakish establishes here a very important rule that we only say Esed Doich Eloisosei when we have no other option. But we have other options. We don't say Esed Doich Eloisosei. There's a machloikis achrayim. If this rule is that Reish Lakish now established, is it a deraisa or is it a derabbanan? Machloikis achrayim. And one of the rayas that the Beis Yosef brings that it's a din deraisa is our Gemara, because the Gemara began with saying the words Umi Kasuk Rahachi. Is that what the pasuk means? Now, if Reish Lakish's rule is only a din derabbanon, what's the Gemara saying in mikasuf krahachi? What does the Gemara mean to say that is that what the pasuk said? Reish Lakish's rule is only a din derabbanon. The fact that the Gemara began with this question of mikasuf krahachi is an indication that the rule Reish Lakish established is a rule that's a rule midaraisa. And since it's a rule midaraisa, the Gemara is questioning how could we suggest that you could cut your payas and then shave the rest of your hair if you don't have to do it that way. And therefore, says the Gemara, just the opposite. The kulama, everybody's going to hold hakafas kol harosh shma kafa. The mukam lekra, the Tana that said that the pasuk is speaking about the nazir mitzayra, and that pasuk is coming to teach us that not only a mitzayra who's not a nazir is allowed to shave all the hair of his head. Even the Mitzayra who's a Nazir, where shaving his head involves the violation both of a Mitzvah Sasei and a Mitzvah Laisasei, the halach is, man the mukam akra l'mitche laisasei v'asei, lav grey de menole. And that's what the pasuk is going to teach us. But now, where will we know the halacha that one could even be, we're learning here the essay doich laisasei v'asei. But the Gemara's question is, we could only learn that halacha after we know that there's halacha that Esed Doich Eloisosei. So ask the Gemara, where do we know that from? Lav grei de menolei. Where do we know that a situation of Esed Doich Eloisosei is permitted? Answers the Gemara, Yalflei Megadilim. He learns it from what it says in the Parsha Tzitzis. Damakra, the Pasuk says, Loy Silba Shatnas, the one may not wear Shatnas. And the Pasuk afterward teaches us, Gedilam Taslachal Abra Kanvas Ksoscha, that if you have a four-cornered garment, you're supposed to put on tzitzis, the Tanya. And the Braisa teaches us, and as we've learned previously, even though there's a machlokes throughout Shas, if the fact that two subjects are stated in the Torah next to each other, is that significant or not? Everybody agrees that in Sefer Devarim, Darshan Smuchim. Then in Sefer Devarim, the fact that two subjects are put next to each other is there to teach us something. What's it going to teach us? The Tanya Loi Silba Shatnet Sema Pishtin Yachtov. Ha, that's under normal circumstances, we're not allowed to have a mixture of wool and linen. But by in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, dila taslacha mehem, you'll have to wear tzitzis, you'll have to have wool tzitzis on a linen beged. Ask the Gemara, Omanda nafgalei meroishai, the Tana who's been learning this halacha from Roishai, and he's saying that the way we know that Esed Eicheleisa say is because of the word Roishai, which is stated by another, my Tama loy nafgalei megdilim. Why doesn't he learn it from this pasuk by tzitzis amalach? That Tana explains to us that we need that pasuk to teach us a different halacha. Look at the Rava who does. It's coming to teach us what Rava taught us. The Rava Rami. Rava asked the following question. Ksiv v'nasnu al tzitzis hakonof. Now the pasuk, the word hakonof is superfluous because the pasuk already says, asks Rava, v'asulam tzitzis al kafei b'deyem. What does the pasuk say, hakonof? Min konof. That means, if you have, for example, a tzitzis, if you have a garment which is made out of silk, the tzitzis should be out of the same material as the garment. On the other hand, v'ksiv, loysel b'shatnes, tzemer pishtim yachtov, and as we learned, that the Tosuk again continues, saying, gedilim taslachal abos kanfas k'tzodcha, ha-keitzad, so we see that the Torah says that the tzitzis should be from tzemer or pishtim. But hasn't, asks Ravu, haven't we just learned that the tzitzis should be as the same material as the garment? Ha-keitzad, how do we reconcile this? Tzemer or pishtim, if you have tzitzis that are made out of wool or linen, poitrim beim aminim, beim aminim. Wool could be put on wool, linen could be put on linen, or beim shaloi beminim. You could put wool tzitzis on a linen beged. On any type of beged, you could put wool tzitzis. Shar minim. But let's say you have different type of bag, different type of material, silk, for example. Beminim poitrim. If you have a silk beged, you could have silk tzitzis. Shaloi beminim, but if it's not a silk beged, then ain't poitrim, you can't put on silk tzitzis. That means wool and linen can always be used for tzitzis, no matter what the beged is made out of. But other materials can only be used when that beged is made out of that material. But if it's not made out of that material, then you can't use that type of tzitzis. You can't use, for example, linen tzitzis, a silk tzitzis only in a silk beged. So, we, based on our Gemara, that all we learn that all types of garments are chayiv in tzitzis. The question is, what type of tzitzis can you use? Ramosha has a discussion in the Shas Chuvas Ergus Moshe Archaim Chel Beis Simon Aleph about beged of tzitzis, a garment that's made out of nylon. And Ramosha says that even if we're going to say, as we've less learned in our Gemara, that all types of garments are chayv and tzitzis, he says a nylon beged is pater from tzitzis. He says because all of the types of garments that we're speaking about are all beged, are garments that are made out of threads that are woven together. But the way a nylon is produced, nylon is not produced by making thread and weaving them together. It's a material, a piece of nylon. And therefore, Ramosha suggests that that's not what the Torah means when it says beged. And therefore, a nylon beged, a polyester nylon beged, Rav Moshe would suggest is not chayiv in tzitzis. There, the Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita, the Shas of Chuvas and Chagas, Chelik Aleph Semen Lamedalid, says that nylon garments are also made out of threads of nylon, out of polyester. And since it's made out of threads of nylon, he suggests that they're chayiv in tzitzis. And so too is the opinion of the Shas of Chuvas Oz Nidbru, Chelik Zayin Simen Nun Beis. He says, even though nylon is not considered completely like, even though nylon is not exactly identical to tzemer or pishtin, it's still considered a garment, and anything that's considered a garment, he suggests, is chayiv v'tzitzis midaraisa. Ask the Gemara. V'hai Tana, says the Gemara, the Tana that we started the shiur with today, the mapik l'roish l'lav greido, that says that the pasuk is here to teach us that esed doichalaisa say. So that as we've been discussing, if you have a mitzayra who's a nazir, so him shaving his head involves being doicha both an essay and a loisasei, and he doesn't have the word roishoy available to teach us that halacha. So menolon, because he uses it for the simple halacha of essay doicha loisasei. So where will he know that a nazir mitzayra is allowed to shave his hair? Menolon answers the Gemara nafkalei mizakonai. Because when we speak about the shaving of the mitzayra, a pasuk we learned earlier in the shir, the Tanya the Bryce explains that pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'ha'yu b'yom ha'shvi'i yigalchas kol sa'ara es roshe v'zakonai." And the Bryce asks, "Zakonai matam loimer?" What do we learn from the word zakonai? And doesn't the pasuk already say yigalchas kol sa'ara that he has to shave all his hair? Isn't zakonai included? L'fisha nemar, says the Gemara, because the pasuk says regarding the kohanim, upachas the kohanim lo yigalechu, yoichel af koy mitzayra, that even if you have a person who's a mitzayra and is a kohen, that the halacha should be that he should not be allowed to cut his beard, because the Torah says regarding the kohanim, upachas the kohanim lo yigalechu, tamalayim is ziknai. That's why the pasuk tells us ziknai, to teach us that even though a kohen who has El mitzvah loisasei or pasukarim loigalechu and have mitzvah say of kedoshim yiyu, even though if he's a mitzayra, the halacha is that he's allowed to cut his beard. So we see that when the Torah says that the mitzayra is allowed to cut his hair, it is even regarding a person who cutting the beard involves a loisasei and a say. And as the Brisker Rav says, even though this pasuk is speaking about a koyin, as we're going to learn, this Tana says this could serve a model for all different situations, and therefore on the nazir who's a mitzayra, where there too cutting the hair, cutting the payas involves a double iser, it's still mutter. Says the Gemara, man the malik l'roish l'esev v'loisasei, the Tana that used the word roishai to teach us the halacha of nazir, leilav mizakonai, why can't he learn like this Tana learned from the word zakonai? Ask the Gemara, ul-tameich, according to you that we learn from the word zakonai, the kaim lamba alma that we know b'chol atayr kula, the loy asa esev v'doicha es loisasei v'asei, that even though normally there's halacha esev doicha loisasei, but an essay is not doicha loisasei v'asei. And there's two reasons why we say that. Some Rishonim explain, because yes, as we said at the beginning of our shir, an essay is for the various reasons. An essay is stronger than a loisasei. That means an essay is stronger than a loisasei. But an essay is not stronger than a loisasei, not stronger than another essay. So if in fulfilling the mitzvah essay, you'll have to violate a mitzvah essay, that type of essay is not stronger. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggest is that, yes, as we said at the beginning of our shir, essa doicha loisasei, but that's only a loisasei that has a limited strength. But if we have a loisa say that accompanied with that loisa say, there's an assay, that becomes a very strong assay. That becomes a very strong loisa say. And because it becomes such a strong loisa say, there we don't say that the essay can be doichet. And the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel, Simen Yud Beis, Ois Yud Ches, explains what's going to be nafkamina. He says there are two types of assays that are accompanying a lois assay. Sometimes the assay is independent assay, and sometimes the assay is only to show us how serious the lois assay. If the and that will be the nafkamina. If the reason that essay ain't essay doicha lois assay v'assay is because one essay can't be doicha any another essay, so it doesn't make a difference. Then that essay, which is only there to strengthen the lav, the first essay is stronger. But if we say that the reason is that a lois essay that's accompanied with an essay is such a strong lois essay that an essay can never be doichit, it doesn't make a difference why the essay is there. So go back to Gemara to its question. Throughout Shas, we know that halacha is that ain't esed doicha lois essay v'essay. But why not? Leilaf mikoyin, why don't we learn from the halacha that we just learned by a koyin that the essay is doicha, the lois essay v'essay? Says the Gemara, ele mikoyin lo yalpinan. Why can't we learn this halacha from the halacha that a mitzoyru koyin is allowed to shave his beard? Because mala koyin, because the lav of koyin is a weaker lav. Because it's a lav she'ena shava b'kol. We can't, it doesn't apply to everybody. It doesn't apply to all Yisrael, and it doesn't even apply to all Kahanim. It only applies to the male Kahanim. Whereas normally, when we speak about essay doicha loisa se v'essay, we're talking about a loisa se that applies to everybody. And since it's not doesn't apply to everybody, that's why it's considered a weaker lois. That's why we can learn from there. So ask the Gemara, but as we said at the bottom of Amud Aleph, we learned that Nazir Mitzayra is learned from a Kayin. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Nazir Mitzayra Namalay Aleph. We can't learn the Halach of a Nazir from a Kayin. Shekain, Lav Shein Shavakol. Says the Gemara that, as we just learned, it's only a Halacha by Kohanim. And since it's only a halacha by Kahanim, that's why we shouldn't be able to learn Nazir from a Kayin, because a Nazir could be by everybody. Everybody could be a Nazir. But not everybody, obviously, is a Kayin. Says the Gemara, Oman Dalaik Malay Rosh B'Nazir. And ask the Gemara, but we have now another question. We learned that there was a man d'amar at the beginning of our shir that says that the halacha of esed doicha loisa say we learn from tzitzis. And the pasuk of roishoy is there to teach us that even though an individual is a nazir mitzayra and shaving his hair involves violating a mitzvah say and a mitzvah loisa say, he may shave his hair. Great. But now ask the Gemara, lamali zakanoi, what will he learn from the words of Kanoi, what is there to teach us? Says the Gemara. Mibaile, he says the word Zakanoi is come to teach us Lekretanya, as a Braisa teaches us. The Braisa, we learned this Gemara, Zakanoi Matam Eloimer. What did the Torah, when it speaks about the Mitzayra cutting his hair, shaving his hair, why did the Torah single out Zakanoi? Zakanoi Matam Eloimer. Lefisha Nemar. Says the Braisa, because it says by the Kohanim, Ufasakonam loygalechu, Yochel af Mitzayra came. That if you have a Kohen who was a Mitzayra and got healed, the halacha is that he should not be allowed to cut his beard, Tamaloymer Zakonoi. Continues the Braisa, Menol on the Batar, how do we know that when a Mitzayra shaves his hair, he uses a razor? The Tanya, because the Braisa says, Ufasakonam loygalechu, says the Braisa, Yochel af kilchu b'mesperayim. If the kohen cut his hair with his scissor, not with a razor, yichayif tamaloymer. The pasuk regarding a yisrael cutting his beard says v'loy sashkas as basik and nechop. And whenever, as we learned earlier in the masechta, the Torah uses the word sashkis. It means that he's not leaving anything from his hair. What does that mean, that he's not leaving anything from his hair? That means he's cutting it close with a razor. So from there we learn that whenever the Torah says pasukanecha, the Torah says by Yisrael the word pasukanecha, the Torah says by kahanim pasukanam, we learn from here, it's a Gemara Masechta Gedushin, daf lamed hei amabeis, that just like a Yisrael, when he's not allowed to cut his beard, it means cutting it with a razor. So too, when the Torah says kohanim may not shave the beard, it means with a razor. Eloi sashkus, if that's the case, yochaliknim v'malakde maratnei, if somebody uses different types of cutting instruments that give you a very clean shear, chayif, you would be chayif, tamaloymer, opasukonim loigalechu. The Torah says by kohanim pasukonim loigalechu. The Torah uses the words giluach, the way you normally shave. Eiz giluach sheish by chaser. What's the type of shaving that causes that you should take it out the hair to the root? Havayim zatar. So we see that the word zakonoi is here to teach us that the taglachas of mitzayra is done with a razor. Because if the halacha were that a mitzayra could cut his hair with a scissor, with a different type of instrument, why would we say, as the Doicha Laisa say? As we've learned extensively earlier in our shir, we only rely on Esei Doicha Laisa say, and certainly we would only rely an essay daichalaisa say an essay in a case where we could not, where we have no other option. But if you could do it with a different type of instrument, why would we be allowed to use a razor? It must be that the only way to cut the hair is with a razor. So now, says the Gemara, that we're learning the halacha of a razor. Where do we learn the halacha of a razor? From the word zakanoi. And that's why we don't use it. That's why we use that pasuk for. Says the Gemara, "Uman de makbele lahay roish shalav greda." But now ask the Gemara, according to the man d'amar that we also learned at the beginning of our shiur, that says that the purpose of roishay is here to teach us as the daichalaisa say. Lamele lemechtev roishay. Ask the Gemara, why do we need a pasuk both to teach us roishay and also to teach us zakonoi? That you're allowed to cut the hair of a kohen, mashmal lemitchi lav greda, or mashmal levka afloisa say vasei. Says the Gemara, we need two psukim, because I don't know how to apply the psukim. So because I don't know how to apply the psukim, says the Gemara, hilkach. Therefore, what we say is shakalhu v'yavoshnei. We have two psukim. One is here to teach us esei loisa say, and the other one is to teach us. Laisa say, vase. Continues the Gemara. Koyim in nozolo yalef. But we can't learn that a koyin, who's a mitzayra, we're not allowed to cut. But said the Gemara, we can't learn a nozer from a koyin. The reason we cannot learn the halacha of a nozer from a koyin, the Gemara said, was because a koyin is lav she'en shava b'kol. But ask the Gemara, why don't we say the other way? Why don't we learn the halacha of a koyin from a nozer? And to say if a nozer is allowed to shave, a nozer mitzayra is allowed to shave his hair. So certainly a mitzayra, a kohen mitzayra should also be allowed to. Says the Gemara, you can't learn the halacha of a kohen from a nozer, because a nozer, chayil she'inyan yeshna b'sheila. As we've learned many times, the halacha is that a nozer can have his nazirus annulled. How could he have it annulled? By going to the Rav and being matan neder. A kohen obviously cannot have his kahuna annulled. Noz mekayin layav, and as we said, and noz mekayin layalef shekein lav shein bekol, says the Gemara. And furthermore, as we said earlier in our shir, even though the halacha is that a nazir, even though we're learning from here that you could cut the hair, that a kohen mitzayra could cut his hair, even though it involves violating a mitzvah sasei and a mitzvah leisasei, a nazir mitzayra is allowed to shave his head, his beard, shave his hair, even though it involves also violating mitzvah sasei and leisasei. But throughout halacha, The halacha is that ein eset doicha leisa say v'asay. And why don't we, but the question is, why can't we learn that essay should be doicha leisa say v'asay and learn that halacha from the halacha of a nazir? Says the Gemara, the reason we cannot do so is v'shem deikir lemifrach k'damaron. Neither of these could be a good explanation, a good source. A nazir cannot be a good source because yeshna b'sheila, a nazir's could be undone. And on the other hand, a kayin is a lav she'enem sham b'kol. So Tosfos asks the question, yes, what we've been able to say, we can't learn from a nazir alone because yeshna b'sheila. We can't learn from kayin alone because it's lav she'enem sham b'kol. But why don't we learn from a combination of tzad shava? You're going to want to learn from a nazir, you'll say yeshna b'sheila, kayin yechiyach. You're going to want to learn from a kayin, you're going to say lav she'enem sham b'kol. But the tzad shava is that asev doicha leisa seva asei. So Tosfos answers that we can't learn from mitzayra to other areas of halacha. The reason why you can't learn from mitzayra to other layers of halacha is that we know that a mitzayra is, until he goes through a procedure of taharis mitzayra, he has to be separated from his wife. And only when he goes through a tahara procedure can he be reunited with his wife. Because of that, the essay of mitzayra, suggests Tosfos, is a very strong mitzvah essay. Because it's a mitzvah essay that comes with shalom bayis. A mitzvah essay that comes with shalom bayis is a very strong mitzvah essay, and we can't learn from that to anyone else. Another explanation that I saw is that we can ask, when it comes to tzad hashava, any question could be a legitimate question. And the Torah could say that, the Gemara could have said, that we see the Torah treats Nazir and Kohanim differently. And since Nazir and Kohanim are treated differently, we can't use that as a source for Kala Torah Kula.